Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, people. How are you?
How the heck are you?
Well, I was listening. I can't hear anybody say anything.
Well, that's not how radio works.
Oh, thank
You've
God.
Been in this business a long time, Ronj.
Sure feels that way. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. Yeah, Amy Marks Kors is here. I'm Chris Rongi. We are in 2026. We're firmly in it. We're firmly in the new year. Doesn't it feel
Have
good?
Have you written the year yet?
Still no.
Come on, go write a check or
My
something.
Goal is to get all the way to the third quarter without having written 2026.
I think these days you can go pretty far into the year without having to write it.
Does typing count? Do I have to physically write it?
Why did you type 2026?
I don't know.
No, you have to physically write it. Between like people not writing checks, a lot of forms, like you said, are on the internet, on your computer, on your phone. Mm-hmm. We should see how far into the year you can go without handwriting the date, 26.
I got to tell you, this is going to be a lot of fun.
I did not make it. I made it to the 2nd, January 2nd.
Please join us today.
Because I had blood drawn.
Well, 314-436-7900 to call and text, voice messages on the Odyssey app, and you can stream us if you want to watch us. You could do that, you know. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, guess what, folks? It is officially Mardi Gras season here in St. Louis. 12th night celebrations begin this Tuesday. Today, it is officially Mardi Gras season. Isn't that great? I love this time of year.
It feels early for Mardi Gras. I get it how it's a process.
It's a process.
But it's officially Mardi Gras season. Student loan borrowers who are severely delinquent in their payments, well, they might be drinking on Mardi Gras because they will have their wages garnished this month. We'll talk with a Wall Street Journal reporter about this at 10:30.
It's pretty big sports week also here in St. Louis. One of those events is the U.S. Figure Skating Championship, which begins tomorrow. We're going to have the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, Mark Schreiber, here in studio at 9:30. So as we mentioned, Amy, this is a, you might be right, because Mardi Gras is a little, it feels like a little different every year. You know, I mean, it's not always the same day. The big parade isn't always the same day, but this year it's going to be on
Valentine's Day.
Saint Valentine's Day. That's
February
right.
14th. Wasn't it way earlier last year? Like a week and a half earlier?
I don't know. Something
I don't
like
know.
That.
But I don't do Mardi Gras.
You don't?
I've never been to Mardi Gras. I don't do it.
Why?
I walked through it one time because I had to MC an event there in the morning. People were already throwing up at 9:30 in the morning.
Hell yes.
It's 9:30 in the
morning.
That's
so much fun.
What are you going to do with yourself the rest of the day?
What do you mean, what are you going to do with yourself for the rest of the day? You go home and you sleep it off and you get back out there 5 p.m.
It sounds, I don't mean this in a mean way, but it sounds like hell to me. It sounds like I would rather just die than go to Mardi Gras and get drunk.
Well, guess what? We would rather you die than come to it. How
know.
About that?
I know what's funny as I say this. I was even thinking in the car. I was like, why don't people think I'm fun? I was driving to work because I'm not.
Were you really thinking that today?
Yeah. Because I was
well, this
thinking.
This is it.
I was.
The answer's been slapping you in the face.
It has. And I didn't recognize it because I was delirious from getting slapped in the face with it. Because I was thinking back when people talk about popular groups or unpopular groups or whatever. And that continues into adulthood, which is very interesting because in high school, maybe you're just more open about it, but it's still a thing in adulthood. And I was thinking of where I've fallen in the past. And what it is I am not a good time.
No,
I think I'm
uptight. Oh my God, are you so uptight? I don't know how anything gets past you.
I don't want to throw up at 9:30
in the morning. You don't have to throw up at 9:30.
I don't want to throw up at all.
One less than 1% of the Mardi Gras party-going population throws up that early. In fact, I would say that less than 1% even throws up at all that day. Most people do it responsibly. We're talking about the day of the big parade, of the grand parade, the Bud Light Grand Parade, which happens on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
When I think of Mardi Gras, I think of boobies and throwing up.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let me tell you what's going on, right? So 12th night's today. That's what really kicks everything off, okay? So my favorite events, and there are a lot, the whole thing is to me a lot of fun. You know, yeah, there's a lot of gluttony. There's a lot of drinking that is involved with Mardi Gras, but there's always a really good vibe around it. Well, there is. You haven't gone. What do you know?
Well, I walked through it, and there was.
Well, I've gone multiple times. I've gone multiple times, and the vibe is always really good.
Oh, my friends love it. And I have friends who live in Soulard who love it.
Yes.
But I don't think you can live in Soulard and not like drinking.
So here's, but let me sell you on something, okay?
Okay.
I am not being paid by the Mardi Gras people.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because you're being paid by FanDuel.
I'm being paid by FanDuel. Mardi Gras Inc. is not paying me, but they can if they want.
Big Marty.
But there are some really good events that happen. Like the end of this month, the Cajun Cook-Off, which happens on January 31st. That's
great. My dad
great.
Would love it. My dad and, loves like jambalaya Cajun food.
Yes. Yeah. So do I. I love it so much. There isn't a Cajun food item that I don't like.
See, and that's at AB Brewery, right? The Cajun Cook-Off. I think it's at the brewery.
Is that where it is? Mm-hmm. Because usually
January 31st?
Yeah, usually they have that Bud Light tent that's set up in the Soulard Park by the market.
Well, the only reason I'm saying this is because on Fox 2 it says Cajun Cook-Off at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery.
Okay. Well, then that's where it is in the beer garden.
That would be fun because people aren't throwing up there.
No, they're not going to throw up there.
They're not going to go potty at the brewery.
But also, let me give you another. If you want to experience, like, you know, roaming the neighborhood and going from place to place without all the pukey, you can try the Taste of Soulard, which is February 7th and the 8th. And that's great because you can go, you get this booklet if you want to do that. Mm-hmm. And you go from place to place. They have these... I forgot how many tickets they give you, but they give you a certain amount of tickets and you use one and you go to a bar that you want and they'll have a specific food item that they are preparing for Taste of Soulard. You give them a ticket, they give you a sample of it and then you can try it.
Well,
so that I love Taste of Soulard. My friends, that's their favorite day of all the Soulard stuff.
The Taste of Soulard is fun. I will say I could also on February 7th, do the 5K run for your beads.
That would be fun. You could absolutely do that.
See, that's a Mardi Gras
that you
event
can get behind.
That I could really get behind.
Yeah.
And also the Tito's Vodka Wiener Dog Derby. I'm behind that.
Now,
the Wiener Dog Derby sounds like fun.
Well, the pet parade happens on the 8th, too.
Yeah.
So Taste of Soulard is 7th and 8th. You got the Wiener Dog Derby on the 8th. You have the pet parade on the 8th. So if you've got a pup, you've got an animal, I don't know if they'll let you bring a possum, but whatever it is that you've got, I suppose you could bring it to the pet parade. I think that's a lot of fun.
That is fun. See, so it's not all those of are Mardi kind of, Gras. It's the debauchery.
Yes.
Not a big fan of that, but that's kind of what it's known for. I had a student, and just so you know, like not all homeschool students are lame like me, because one of the students I had went to Tulane. Just a stud. She went to Tulane and then Harvard. So she really puts me to shame. But she went to Tulane. So being in New Orleans, she said there's like 7 nights of parades or 10 nights of parades, like big parades every night. She was at the parades.
We have the second.
She leaned into it.
As everybody knows, we have the second largest Mardi Gras celebration in the country behind New Orleans, or at least that's what we believe. And I'm going with that. I'm going with that. And it is a really great time, but it is nothing like New Orleans. And I will tell you this, the feeling you have about big parade day here, I have that feeling about Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I'm not really interested in going because I think it's, whatever ours is.
Yeah.
I have only been told that the day of the parade there, the big day, that you just can't move. You can't move
that
on the streets.
Awful.
That it feels like a wave of people is carrying you.
But there are themes every night to each parade. Because there are different themed parades leading up. Yeah, and another friend who went saw some things that I'm not allowed to say on the radio.
I bet you can.
I can tell you off the air, and I can't.
All right, tell me off the air. I will determine if you can say it on the air. When we come back, maybe you'll give that story.
Probably not. But I don't want to talk about it.
Here's a message into the text line at 314-436-7900. It says, I agree 100%, Amy. I'm 48, but I have never enjoyed being around people wildly drinking and getting sick and being belligerent. Let me just offer this.
Yeah.
You can drink wildly without being belligerent or getting sick.
But you can also
very
be
easy
belligerent
to do that.
And get sick without drinking that much.
That's also true. I know people who are puking and belligerent and haven't had a drop.
Here's a 618. 5K? Gross. Then you still have to get in another 10 for the day. I think that guy doesn't like short races. I think that's what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Lastly, we did have someone who texted in at the very beginning of the show that said they just had to write 2026 today for the first time because they're at a doctor's appointment. So, Ronj, you got to avoid the doctor's office. That's going to be your most dangerous environment for having to write the date.
Fantastic. I'll avoid going for the rest of the year.
You already got a car because you crashed yours.
Car, yeah.
So
I didn't crash
if the new car process were happening, you would have had to write the date.
That's right.
But you crashed. He drove into a median.
Well, I didn't. It wasn't on my own.
Kind of was.
Will.
It was a single car accident.
No. Well,
it was a
technically
single car accident.
But there was another car involved. There was another car involved. It wasn't just me all by myself. I was avoiding disaster, and I made a worse disaster somehow. shut up. 314-436-7900. Mark Schreiber from the St. Louis Sports Commission coming up at 9:30. Dave Simons joins the show. It's the start of a new year. What are you doing with your finances? We'll talk about that. And student loan borrowers who are overdue. Some of you might have your wages garnished. We are going to discuss that as well. A lot coming up on the show today. It's 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I have a very nice invitation. We have a texter that says the parade through Soulard tonight with the crowning of Rex, King of Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. Six bars on the parade route. Amy should join us to get her feet wet. That is such a nice invitation. Didn't make fun of me for being a loser, which I am.
Oh, they'll just wait till you get there to do that.
Well, but at least he's not doing it now.
That is nice.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, you should
go. I think
go.
I would do, if I'm going to dive into Mardi Gras, because like I said, I've never gone to Mardi Gras on purpose. I've never gone to Mardi Gras. Maybe the 12th night, like an appetizer, an aperitif. That's what this is. Maybe that would be better for me.
That's why I listed a bunch of events that you could go to and you would have a really nice time. Doesn't have to be the big parade day where everybody's throwing the beads and getting pukey. You don't have to go then.
Have you ever stepped in something?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not a doofus.
But you have friends who are.
Doofuses?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got lots of those.
Sounds Matt does too.
I am one.
Matt.
Matt was one of the messy guys.
Let me just tell you. I've been out with Matt.
Oh, no.
He is a liability.
No. Do you remember?
For such a nice boy, he is a liability.
Like, don't let the brown shoes fool you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't let the brown shoes fool you. One time, I woke up, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's a picture of Ronge and Matt with their arms around each other
at a
bar.
There was one of my friends goes, who is that kid? I go, hey, he works with me. They go, is this his first night drinking?
No.
Did you say he works with me or he works for me?
That did not actually happen. No. I was joking.
Matt's a great guy.
There was one bad night, though. But never mind.
But, you know, as we are talking about this, I have to tell you, Amy, and I know you're going to agree with me on this, but this is just something I'm thinking of in the moment. We're already discussing Mardi Gras.
Yes,
it's
we are.
It's the beginning of January. So we're on to a new season, a season which I love. I don't know that I'm over yet Christmas season being done.
My tree is still up.
So
it's going to stay up through January.
Mine is too, and it is going to stay up, and I've thought about a Mardi Gras tree.
Oh.
I've thought about the purple, the gold, and the green.
Mm-hmm. Like making transition?
Yes.
Yes. And?
I might do it. I might do it.
Is there any chance that that gets vetoed?
No. 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 Mm-mm. Who's going to veto it? Here's what I'm going to tell you. So I was out and about over the weekend, and, you know, it's past January 1st, so we're well into the new year, January 3rd and 4th, right? And I saw people taking, I witnessed people taking down decorations in shops and at houses, and it's just the most depressing thing.
Ranch.
It's so sad.
I was out running the day after Christmas.
I know what you're going to say.
Christmas trees at the end of the driveways.
If that's you, by the way, if you threw your tree out before...
I'm a bad time.
Yeah.
You're a bad time.
Oh, God. There was somebody, a friend of mine, who posted, I don't remember if it was Instagram or Twitter or whatever, but they posted like the day after Christmas something about trees coming down, cannot wait to get rid of this thing. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
This is the, I think, if it weren't for Mardi Gras, this would be the worst time of the year. The fact that Mardi Gras exists is the only thing saving January and February for me.
And I think Mardi Gras, and I don't even.
And football playoffs now that my team's actually in it.
I don't even do Mardi Gras. I think it should be in March, like end of February to March, because I can survive January on the Christmas tree. February gets bleak, and Mardi Gras is in February, but maybe instead of the 12th night being January 6th, maybe 12th night should be February 6th, and it takes you into March.
I'm fine with that, too.
Don't you feel like that would help the doldrums?
And we are lucky that in St. Louis, we have actual Mardi Gras celebrations. I lived in Chicago for a long time. They don't really embrace it at all. I mean, there are some places that do.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I love that we really make it a thing here in St. Louis. I love it.
Big Blonde Dan said, Amy, just dig a plastic baby out of the king cake and call it good. Okay, also, that's what I was going to bring up. Why is the baby in the cake?
I don't remember. I know I've been told... But I don't remember. But I do think it's a very...
find the baby.
You do. It's good luck if you find the baby in the cake.
A texter talked about tonight, you crown the king of Mardi Gras. Former kings included Harrison Bader, Barney Federko, and Carolyn Kindle.
Well, I would like to be a king of Mardi Gras.
I don't think you're...
How do they let Harrison Bader be the king of Mardi Gras?
No, that mean, well, he's on the Cardinals.
He's not from here. He was here for like a year.
He's on the Cardinals, and he had hair that was great.
So?
I think people, they...
And I bet he doesn't even remember doing it. I bet Bader doesn't even remember being the king of Mardi Gras.
Speaking of remembering, I have bad news.
What?
You have an old friend.
I do.
His name is Scotty.
Scotty.
And he is watching.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I see it.
And Scotty brings up a bad topic.
Chris? I was really hoping to get through the next 3 hours and not acknowledge this at all.
I'll read Scotty's question for the people.
Scotty's watching on Twitter.
Chris, did we miss the Illinois State game reaction? Sorry about the Redbirds.
So I'm going to stop it. I'm going to tell you something. I have an Illinois State flag that I was going to put up behind me if they won.
An Illinois State flag or an Illinois State flag?
Illinois State Redbirds flag.
Okay.
It's bright red with the Redbirds logo on it. I was going to put it up behind me for the stream today. And it didn't work out because, well, you know why.
What was the score?
So they lost by 1 point. It was...
Oh. Well, was it a blowout?
That's worse. It is infinitely worse.
The sisters of the little sisters of the poor that lost to SLU by 81 points?
I would rather that.
Really?
I would rather be in the championship game and get absolutely blown out than what happened last night. So for people who don't know, FCS football championship game, which is, I mean, think of it this way, the big boy schools like Alabama and Georgia and Clemson and Michigan, they are in the FBS. Okay? That is the big-time school league. My school...
The real schools?
The real one.
Yeah.
Mine is the Missouri Valley Conference football schools are in something called FCS, which is just... It's the subdivision. It's right below. Okay? And our national championship game was last night in Nashville. Okay. And Birds were down by a couple of touchdowns playing against Montana State. They came back. They tied it. Took the lead.
Yeah.
Had to go to overtime. They lost in overtime. They scored first on a touchdown and then got the point after attempt blocked. This was after, in regulation, with a minute to go, they had a chance to win it, and they tried to kick a field goal, and the guy got blocked. And it just, dude, it's just, I'm so upset. I can't even put my thoughts in order about
just
the game.
Think about
but
the
here's
Bears.
What I will tell
think
you.
About the Bears.
Okay, I need a minute on this.
Okay.
Before I get to the Bears game, like I have to, I have to come down from what happened last night. And
that's
it's
fair.
Taking me a little bit of time.
A little longer than you thought.
So the Birds were in the national championship game in 2014. That was devastating because they took the lead late but left too much time. North Dakota State came back down, scored and won. Last night, somehow, they managed to make it more heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was possible. And so I am beside myself today. I'm so upset.
I'm sorry.
And now I have to get myself and my mind right because the Bears need me.
Yeah, they need you.
Because they got the stupid, dumbass Packers on Saturday.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
I need to be in my right mind for that game.
Yes, you do. Well, here, Big Blonde Dan, again, has an idea that might make you happy. He said, what if we nominate our sheriff to be king of Mardi Gras?
Hell yes! Alfred Montgomery is the king of Mardi Gras.
A texter's on board with me. That texter, 314, also believes that Harrison Bader was picked because of his hair.
So what?
Well,
who cares about the hair?
The texter is giving you an answer. You said, why would they pick him?
That's
the
not
hair.
A good enough answer.
Anyway, Big Blonde Dan says our... O-U-R, sheriff, which means you and Big Blonde Dan support Alfred Montgomery.
I do support Alfred Montgomery, and I hope he is the king of Mardi Gras. He's my king of Mardi Gras. When we come back, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, Mark Schreiber, will be in studio. The figure skating championship happening in St. Louis starting tomorrow. Tickets are on sale for that. We're going to talk to Schreiber when we come back on KMOX.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. And yes, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships begin tomorrow. Tickets are still on sale here in St. Louis. Also, a bunch of free figure skating themed activities are happening as well. And to discuss that with us is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, Mark Schreiber, here in studio. Mark, good to see you.
It's great to be back. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Amy.
So I'm having a difficult time real quick before we get into this. Missouri Valley Conference is located here in St. Louis. I know that you have work closely with them with the Valley Tournament that's always here, Arch Madness. And my Redbirds lost last night, so I'm having a very difficult day, Mark. And I just wanted you to know that. I'm venting. There's nothing you can do about it, but I just wanted somebody to hear me.
I'm definitely hearing you. I just realized you have the hat on.
Yeah.
I am sorry for that. And I was last
night. Devastating.
I had the game on. We had so much going on dealing with stuff, figure skating, that like I was barely paying attention. And like all of a sudden, I realized what's going on in that game. It was crazy. And you just must have, no, I hate saying it like that. You must be devastated.
I'm absolutely devastated.
Like,
he's fine.
It's like, I feel.
He's fine.
No, he can't be fine after that. That was the ultimate emotional roller coaster for you.
It feels like you took my dog and threw it down the trash chute. That's how bad I feel today.
Okay. Now, he's also a Bears fan, and obviously the Chicago Bears are having a heck of a season. But we should assume then that if the Bears lose or when they lose, whatever, in the playoffs, we need a different co-host.
Yeah, it might be bad.
Yeah.
It might be bad.
Chris knows the feeling that the Rangers fans must have felt game six
of
the 2011 World Series.
That's I know what that feels like.
Yes.
Thank you. I mean, anyway, whatever. So what's going on? Figure skating?
I'm like stuck on that. I feel for me.
I know. Thank you. Thank
I'm
you,
like,
man.
Really
I'm
upset about that.
And so
it's such a great event, too. They had in Nashville for the first year.
Yeah.
That's one we'd love to have here in St. Louis, the FCS Championship. It would be
fabulous. Could you bid for that?
We actually did. It's
in Frisco, Texas, and right now for a couple of years while they're renovating the stadium, it's in Nashville.
Exactly. So they bid it out when they had to do the renovations. We did bid for this year, but our issue was we couldn't. We were bidding for next year. We couldn't host this one because we have figure skating, and they wanted to go somewhere where they could do 2 years at once. So Nashville got it.
Oh, that stinks. Yeah. Anyway, Nashville's taking our stuff. We've got to do something about that, too.
Yes.
Anyway, so the figure skating championships tomorrow.
Yeah. And they're actually going on right now at Centene Community Ice Center. It's the second day of juniors and novices competing. But tomorrow we shift over to Enterprise Center. Actually, the Olympic hopefuls are practicing today on the ice at Enterprise Center. But a huge few days coming up through Sunday. It's like a real thrill to have this event in St. Louis.
That's incredible. And I heard this on the Blues broadcast, and you probably know the details, but Chris Kerber was talking about how they have to change the ice.
Yeah.
Because with hockey ice, NHL ice, they want the ice as hard as possible, and it's a certain thickness. So what were they doing? Because it was like as soon as the Blues game was over, they had to get to work for multiple days' worth of work to get the ice ready.
Yeah.
So how do you want the ice with ice skating?
I think it's supposed to be soft. Like that's beyond my technical expertise. But yes, there was a whole process that once the game ended Saturday, I mean, they take down the plexiglass. You got to redo the dasher boards, got to repaint the ice if that's the right way to do it. And then they're going to have to actually do it again after Saturday night's competition, because Sunday they're doing this naming of the Olympic team show from Enterprise Center. So they have to redo the ice for that as well. So our colleagues at Enterprise Center, as always, have been outstanding. We are so lucky to have the staff that we do there. They're one of the reasons why we get these events is because they're so good and so accommodating. What they're asked to do for this event coming up is really a mountain to climb. So kudos to them.
So tickets are available right now for people who are interested. What will they see if they purchase tickets?
Yeah, you're going to see not just the nation's greatest skaters, but the world's greatest skaters. We've got the U.S. right now has three of the four reigning world champions. So, you know, you're going to be there. This is as close to the Olympic Games as you're going to get unless you're going over to Milan. And right there competing in front of you are the people you're going to see in a few weeks that are going to be the biggest deal nationally and internationally. And we're going to be talking about these legends for years to come. Just like we talk about Peggy Fleming and Scott Hamilton and so forth. Same situation with Alyssa Liu and Ilya Malinin and Madison Chalk and Evan Bates. Those are going to be household names once they come through St. Louis.
Alyssa Liu was just on 60 Minutes. Yeah, this past week.
And I might say the name wrong. Is it Ilya Malinin?
Yes.
And he is the only skater who's ever completed the quadruple axel, like, very in good competition.
You got it. Only person to do that, and only person to do 7 quads in one program.
Oh my gosh. I remember when the triple was the biggest deal.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, he's on a different planet, and that's what I talk about. It's like your chance to see, like, legends here. Yeah. You know, that name may be unfamiliar with most of the listeners out there, but that's going to be one of those. Everybody knows Scott Hamilton, and this is your chance to see somebody that's going to be in that class and maybe well beyond for years to come.
Because we also, St. Louis had the gymnastics championship or the Olympic trials, correct?
Yep.
So, I mean, then you're looking at the best athletes in the world and, like, a Simone Biles.
That's right.
Being in St. Louis. So
exactly.
This is the figure skating version of that, but it's really extraordinary.
Yes. Yeah. And not only is he doing things, you know, just revolutionizing the sport, but he's, like, so fun to watch. He actually does a backflip as part of his program, which you just don't see in skating.
Because they made it illegal,
it was illegal. Now it's legal.
And now it's legal again.
So, yeah, it's just one of those things. The energy and electricity in the building when he takes the ice, and the same thing's going to go, you know, for the women's side as well, and the ice dance and so forth. But the electricity in the building is just going to be something you want to be a part of.
The U.S. Figure Skating Championships happen starting tomorrow. They run through the weekend. But I also want to bring up the fact that we are pretty close, what now, about 2.5 months away, about, from the NCAA Division I men's tournament coming to town. We're going to have rounds 1 and 2 here in St. Louis.
Yeah, and I'm so glad we've got that back. It's been it's way longer than it should be. Part of it was because we were supposed to host during the pandemic in 2020. The event got canceled. But yes, tickets are available for that. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, gosh, wouldn't it be something if the Billikens somehow, nobody's, I don't think anybody's brought this up yet, but, like, imagine that. You know, it's always, selling tickets is not an easy thing. And that would be, like, a dream scenario to have St. Louis U, Mizzou for that matter, Illinois as well. But just with the way the Billikens are playing right now and the outlook, not to jinx them, but gosh, if they got a sign here, how cool would that be?
Yeah, and it might be difficult for that to happen based on what their seed is, but I agree with you,
never
man. That'd be great. Or my Redbirds are doing pretty well right now. They could help me a little bit and make it to the tournament for the first time since I was in college, and then maybe they'll get assigned here too.
Yes.
So tickets are on sale for rounds 1 and 2.
Correct. Through Ticketmaster. And you can go to our website, stlsports.org, for all the details. But there are good seats available.
At Enterprise Center, March 20th and 22nd. Of course, there's that day off in the middle. That's just how they stagger them. So if you're interested in going to the basketball tournament, there it is.
See, this is good stuff. You've got the figure skating championships, Mardi Gras, and March Madness to get you through what Ronge has deemed the worst part of the year, which is January, February, March.
Yeah. Well, March is great. Once we get to March, things start to really cook.
Are you talking about sports or weather?
Everything.
The worst part of the year was last night for him.
Well, I don't know. It could be Saturday, too. We'll see how the Bears and Packers game goes.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun. No, but I mean, it's so much fun. It's great to see these big-time events coming to St. Louis, and we talk about relevance, and obviously any city that has an NFL team has automatic default relevance. So I think, like, with St. Louis not having an NFL team, for us to keep getting these big events is really, really important.
Yeah, in a small thing, but I love it. It's a great example. It's like, I was watching the end of Sunday Night Football, Sunday evening, you know, and they're wrapping up their broadcast. They do a promo for the figure skating championships, and Mike Tirico saying, join us from St. Louis, St. Louis, St. Louis. It's all out there. They're running spots with beautiful shots of the skyline. That's what you want out of something like this. And so the national exposure is going to be fabulous this weekend, and it's for all the right reasons, which is great.
Okay, before we let you go, something near and dear to my heart. I'm looking at a proposal for the U.S. Olympic team trials. It's the U.S. Olympic marathon team trials, And back in 2004, we had the women's Olympic marathon team trials. This would be St. Louis making a bid for both the men and women's Olympic team trials in 2028. Obviously, the Olympics being in L.A. that year. And so it's a shoe-in, right? Tell me it's a shoe-in. Tell me it's a yes.
I will say I feel really good about the bid we've proposed, and we've got some great support in our community to help make this happen. You know, I don't know at this point what other cities have bid or how USA Track and Field is going to see this whole thing, but I feel darn good about what we submitted, and it would make tremendous sense. We have a great story to tell, and it's, you know, we always often anchor it in the fact we're America's first Olympic city, and the idea of starting this event on the track at Wash U, at Francis Olympic Field, the home of the 1904 Games, the Olympic Stadium, and then coming through downtown and finishing inside Energizer Park. I think it's just a fabulous story that sets us apart and gives us a good shot to get this.
And I will just say, too, like, I get it. If people aren't into running, here's what you need to do. Maybe, one, follow some of, like, the running personalities like Connor Mance or, Emily Sisson, who went to Parkway Central. She's the American record holder in the marathon, spent some time at Parkway Central. But you follow those personalities. You also look at their marathon pace times. And they did this at the Chicago Marathon, where I think it was Ryan Hall at the time, his marathon pace time was like a 4:37 mile per mile for 26 miles. They would put people in a harness and lower them on a treadmill to see how long they could hold the marathon pace. And the guys would go flying off the back of the treadmill. Like, it's so amazing. And to have those elite athletes running all over our city.
It'll be cool. And we don't know who we're bidding against, correct?
That's right. Yeah. I know who we're not. We're not bidding against Orlando, which had it last time.
Or Atlanta, which had it two times before that.
They may be back in the mix. So we will see. It would be the last weekend of March 2028, which is another thing that works in our favor, is weather-wise. Yeah. You would know this better than anybody, but temperature-wise, it's pretty ideal late March.
As much as St. Louis can be counted on, yes.
Yes. You never know.
You never know.
So for any of the events that we have been talking about, and we hope that this marathon bid will be successful, when would we find out?
I think they're looking for kind of hopefully a site visit in the weeks ahead, which late January, February, and then probably a decision sometime this spring.
Okay. Keep us posted on it.
Yes.
But for any of the events we're talking about, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, which begin tomorrow at Enterprise Center, run through the weekend. Arch Madness that I brought up, the NCAA tournament, rounds 1 and 2, which will happen after that. You can go to stlsports.org and find the events page, and it is all there for you, all the details that you need. Mark Schreiber, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to all of you.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Okay, I've actually read the whole story, lest you think I'm just a headline reader, and I'm not, but I still don't quite understand it. Lego has announced the Smart Brick. It's the most significant Lego evolution in 50 years. It is an entire computer and myriad sensors in a 2x4 Lego brick. So on March 1st, 2026, the Lego Group will begin selling the most ambitious brick it's ever made, a tiny computer that fits entirely inside a classic 2x4 Lego brick. When the brick, the Smart Brick, detects NFC-equipped smart tags nearby, embedded inside new Lego tiles and new Lego minifigures, or when it sees other smart bricks, stuff will happen. For instance, your lightsabers on your Lego Star Wars will start humming and glowing. If you have Lego cars, they'll have roaring engines, light up blasters, and some will play the music of Lego Star Wars.
Do we need all this?
Well,
isn't the allure of a Lego the simplicity of it?
Well, you would think so.
Well, we have to get technology involved,
but
or is it because kids are just not interested in putting things together? Is that what's going on with these children?
No, I honestly think a lot of this is for adults. I can think of multiple adults that got Lego sets for Christmas. Yeah,
well, I know one who is a big time Lego person.
Yeah.
And the only reason he's not bought more Legos recently is he already has too many sets that he needs to put together and he hasn't gotten to them yet.
I thought you were going to say because he's not a millionaire. Because they are so expensive.
They are very expensive.
There was a Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Lego set that's, what, $350?
They are so elaborate now.
It's unbelievable.
And some of them look great.
I think my brother got some little Lego sets, but I feel like every male adult I know got some kind of Lego set.
Did you see, Amy, that ice cream is now good for you?
You know, if you wait long enough, everything will be good or bad for you.
On CBS Sunday Morning, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel says that you should eat ice cream. It will make you happy, and that's important. And he says it will help you live longer. You want to hear why?
Because
you're
happy.
Of course you do. Here's what he says. Quote, ice cream is a good dairy product. It's got protein. It's saturated fats. They're in a globule, so it doesn't affect you as much as saturated fats in meats and other things. Plus, you typically do it socially with someone else. And you know, being happy is a very important part of living a long time.
I think it's the fat and the globules. You gotta keep your fat and globules.
I love a globule fat.
Yeah, that's the only kind.
Or is it globule?
I think it's globule.
Maybe it is.
I think you're right. Well, I know that's why ice cream is good for you, and that's why shopping's good for you.
So
because when I'm sad, I shop. It makes me feel better, releases the stress. My immune system is boosted. My mental health is boosted. And voila, I'm poor, but healthy.
There you go, because you've eaten plenty of globule fat.
Yeah, but then you get too poor and then you're sad again.
Oh, then you got to get more globule fat from your ice cream.
I need more globule.
Globule. So eat the ice cream. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's according to Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. I need to look up his credentials. I don't even know. But he was on CBS Sunday Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.